Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. That moon comes up in the 4 o'clock hour.
That early. Oh, really? Yeah.
The biggest part of it for photographers is when it first goes. So just go into Google, put in Moonrise Austin, and you should get the exact time, but make sure it matches up. But it should be in the 4 o'clock hour, 63 degrees, so it's northeast is where it comes
up.
Yeah,
but just don't go to beavermoon.com if kids are around, okay? Just a little advice.
Making sure of that. And then as far as Fun Friday is concerned, it'll be interesting tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, 100,000 people, and I bet some people from Austin are going to be there. Dallas Cowboy AT&T Stadium, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Brad Booker down the hall, he's on our Odyssey station, Mix 94.7, is driving there this afternoon to actually be there.
I would go.
Would you really?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see that.
You like to see elderly people get beat up?
I hope. Mike. I don't think Tyson just destroys the guy.
Mike Tyson is not going to get beat up. Now, he might lose. His arm may fall off or something, but he's not going to get beat up. That guy's like a tank at 58 years old.
Paul's
going to jump around and run around.
And he's crazy. So when you're motivated out of your right mind, you know, you might be right.
I hope it's an old Tyson fight, Jimmy. And about 30 seconds into it, Tyson hits him with an uppercut, and it's over. Lays down. And
it
I think
could happen,
yeah.
Or he's going to eat the guy's ear.
The interest in it is, whether it's boxing or whatever, is just simply like anybody over the age of 30 even is going to be pulling for the aged person to still be. You know, Toby Keith, I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was. You know?
Well, there's so much history if you've been around this earth for a couple of decades. Back when I was a child, I can remember the Friday night fights brought to you by Gillette. And I don't think I was watching it, but it was on at my house. And I would go through the room, and I could still hear the theme song. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. And I can remember brought to you by Gillette. And it was my first exposure to that. Then I remember later on in high school, early college, I would go over to Alabama State University, and I would stand outside their gym because it was sold out, and we would listen to the pay-per-view of a Muhammad Ali fight because they'd have them on pay-per-view showing in a gym or wherever they could. And I loved, you know, all those Ali fights, particularly if they were pay-per-view. I didn't care. You know, that was a big deal. Boxing is, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard.
It was. You know, by the way, I'm trying to share in your, you know, memories as a kid. I was a wussy little kid, so I never was into boxing. But I do remember my next-door neighbor, Rosemary, who always beat me up till I got taught how to fight. I have a vivid memory of being in the backyard and her saying, okay, we're going to pretend you're Sonny Liston and I'm Cassius Clay and we're going to fight. Do you remember that big, huge fight?
Well, you know, the Ali, well, he was Cassius Clay still, I think.
Yes.
When the Beatles came to Miami, they that was one of their big photo ops, was to go down to the gym and watch Cassius Clay train. They got in the ring with him. He was pretending to hit him and all of that stuff.
Because that's where Don King lived, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Boxing was a big deal for a long time. And in the 70s somewhere, it pooped out. Pretty much. And then it moved over to this MMA fighting thing, which is now a big deal. Wrestling was always around. You know, even in the 50s and 40s, there was all kinds of crazy characters that were wrestling. And then WWE took it to the next level. And wrestling is still big, you know, with a lot of people. So anyway, tonight, Netflix goes live. I think they've done it before for something, but I don't remember what. I hope
comedy.
It'll blow up or something.
They've done it for comedy.
Oh, they did it for a comedy. Okay, live. Well, hopefully they tested everything, because this is going to make it, if it can blow up, there's going to be a lot of people tuning in to watch this tonight. All right, President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the head of Department of Health and Human Services. That does require Senate confirmation. Not sure if that's going to happen. We'll see. I mean, he's got some really good views on some things about food. I've heard that. I thought that was okay. I'm sure there are pros and cons to everything, but I didn't think too much about his stances on vaccines. And he had a lot of other ideas, so it'll be interesting to see if that gets through. And I mean, Trump promised he was going to do something, so he did it. So whether he can get him through the Senate or not, that's to be seen.
You know, I'm starting to come around to his way of thinking. 70 cancer is up 70% in the last 40 years. The way foods are processed and yeah. preserved and all is believed to be, and boy, when he starts outlining, and an ambassador he has is that fitness trainer, wonderfully charming, intelligent woman, Jillian Michaels. And she talked about it last night. I saw it. It had me believing what he said.
I mean, I listened to some of it, and it has me believing, too.
Yeah.
But I want to hear what the counter is on that, you know, and how that it's gotten through all these Democrat and Republican administrations, FDAs, and, you know, Lunchables. All my girls were raised on Lunchables, I think, and they pretty much tried to paint them as being poisonous or something.
He
I don't
says
know.
There's two main problems in our country from a health standpoint. Big food and big pharma. And he's going to take them both on. So.
Well, you know, if you're a Kennedy and you don't have to worry about money, that's real nice, you know, that you can say that. But people eat cheap food because that's the only food they can afford. It costs money
right.
to eat right.
Right.
It costs money, a lot of money, to have fresh fruit and to watch your diet. So that's the other part that no one wants to say. If you want to start providing fresh fruits and vegetables for all the schools, which would be a hell of a lot better way to do things than some of the things we do, then yes, kids would start eating better, and they maybe wouldn't be so fat.
Yeah, you're right.
And then go back to doing exercise.
I hope folks hear your point here, because that's what I'm learning. I mean, you know, we got rid of things like DDT that were definitely killing you quick.
Yeah.
But but we've accepted all these other things that so crops can grow and not be destroyed that are forever in your body and do kill you. And I'm starting to go, well, maybe that's right.
Yeah, but you got to kill bugs.
What you said, you will not be able to afford bananas.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so yeah. That's where the big discussion, the honest discussion, needs to take place. And I'm sure that Big Pharma is going to go after him with both hands because they won't. But I just haven't become that much of a skeptic, thinking this is all about making pharma rich, that you were giving people polio vaccines and giving people mumps and measles vaccines. You can't lump everything all together and just say vaccines, you know, because that makes everybody, particularly people that aren't real smart, say, well, I just don't think I'm going to get a vaccine for my child.
By the way, you know that
wrong.
Despite his alleged opinion as a conspiracy theorist and all, that he admits he's fully COVID vaccinated, as is his family.
Well, So there you go.
Huh.
So I mean, it's just, it's just, you got to get the truth out there. But yeah, the one thing that I always see is what I just said a minute ago about it takes money to eat well. It doesn't take money to force people, or at least in school situations and military situations and that type of stuff, to exercise more, walk more. Don't make people do some of this stuff that's just ridiculous. But if you just had people, and we could have done it more at school ourselves, even in the 60s when, you know, the President's Council on Youth Fitness, the Kennedy administration
did
had
you,
that.
Did you ever win that President's Award?
Heck no.
I didn't
but
either.
I always wanted
to win that thing. Never
I
did.
I walked 100 miles, you know, out there in those days in junior high. And
did you get it?
I spent a lot of time on the track.
I don't think they had that.
Walking it.
You didn't have the President's Physical Fitness Award?
Yeah, I don't remember
like
that.
Everybody wanted but me, man. That's right.
I don't remember that in school.
Got a patch and everything.
I remember Jump for Heart and the jump rope-a-thons that we had, but I don't remember having to pass some test.
No, just Carter, take a lap. That's all I remember.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Carter, take a lap.
Red Rover.
Yeah. Yep.
Let Carter come over.
Carter took a lot of laps in his day. Trust me, he took a lot of laps. And he was...
You sound like Donald Trump just now. He took a lot of laps.
Perfect a lot laps. Of laps. You know what? It's like the whole thing they tell you. Don't listen to bad disc jockeys when you're trying to be a disc jockey because you'll sound crap like they do. Listen to the best disc jockeys. And I've listened to him too much lately in his speech pattern, and it'll come in here in a minute. It's really, really crazy. Tropical Storm Sarah right now could be and probably will be a hurricane in a couple of days. They say it's going to be a 3 going down to a 2 before it hits land. Probably between Naples and Tampa. That's what they're saying, but that could all...
Where hurricanes haven't gone change. For 100 years, and now they're all going there.
Now they just seem to...
What's the deal?
They're magnets down there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Page 2 with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, I don't take you off track, but I had to throw this at you. I saved it for the... Did you see Boeing cut 17,000 jobs yesterday to, quote, adjust its workforce after the labor union strike? In other words, they gave everybody the raises. They gave them all the, you know, the things they're looking for except the full pension thing. And then after they get back to work, they go, oh, by the way, we're cutting 17,000 of you, so that'll work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. I don't know how that all... That company, boy, they got a lot of work.
Yeah.
They got a lot of work. Tampa Bay Rays are going to play at Steinbrenner Field, it looks like, for the 2025 home game.
Have you been there? That is a great... That's a
game.
That's a better stadium than they were playing in.
It's little. I mean, it's not very big. It's like it's a junior version of Yankee Stadium.
11,000 people, but the Rays, as good as they are, don't draw 11,000 people. So
yeah, so that'll be perfect for them. Great, easy in, easy out. You walk across the bridge, across Del Mabry. There, it's just a nice. I love that. I love that little stadium. Craig Melvin is going to replace Hoda Kotb on the Today Show as the co-anchor. Ben and Jerry, the people who own them now, Unilever, are going to drop them like bad news at the end of 2025. They've been very pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel in some of the things they've been doing.
And, ooh, that'll hurt your ice cream, Sam.
Yeah, so anyway, they're very liberal. They're up there in Vermont.
Don't want to do that.
And It's a fight. Disney had a lot of good news for investors. Deadpool and Wolverine, which is now out on Disney Plus, by the way, it has helped their bottom line a lot. Stock has gone up before that. Today is the 91st birthday of one of my favorite British singers, and she has the longest career of any British entertainer. Petula Clark.
Oh, Pet Clark. Yeah, Downtown.
Her name was Sally Clark. And the song Downtown is a Grammy-winning song that's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And it was the first of 15 U.S. Top 40 hits. I saw her with the opening act of Righteous Brothers in Las Vegas once. It was a great night. Righteous Brothers in Petula.
Would you object if we played a little bit of this for our listeners? I bet you want to hear this. You can sing, Jim.
All the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose?
The lights so much brighter that you can forget all your troubles.
'65 and still around today.
Yep, she's still.
Well,
91
not her, but I meant the song. Yeah.
Well, and she is too. 91st birthday is today. So, and Lincoln Lawyer, that I've still not seen, is the number one number one of all the streaming things.
It's good.
That's number one.
You make eating dinner a priority today and watching that tonight. If I'd recommend it, yes, sir. Am I right, Eric?
Premiere of Lincoln Lawyer.
I love Lincoln Lawyer.
It's so good.
What's good about it?
The writing is really good on
the writing.
The way they write it, it keeps you kind of on your toes.
And the main actor. So this was all kind of taken from the movie with Matthew McConaughey. In no way, though, does it try to be that. And I discovered it by accident on that first season and got hooked like a red snapper.
Well, if it's something else for you to do, Twisters is on Peacock starting today. You know, the one that was out a couple
That's
of
great.
Months ago. With
That's
Glenn
really
Powell.
Good.
It's a really good movie, and I think you really enjoyed that one. I'm going to still pass on Deadpool and Wolverine. It's just not my thing. But it's going to be on Disney Plus starting today as well. And then this should be fun. Yacht Rock is a documentary coming to HBO November the 29th. Yacht Rock is the time in music in the 70s. Michael McDonald, Steely Dan, Kenny Loggins, Toto, Christopher Cross, America, all those different groups. And it's a story about how they really owned the decade of the 70s until MTV came along and then it went away.
And
that's coming November 29th.
But I thought they were going to name it Doc Rock or something.
No, Yacht Rock.
Yacht, okay, yeah.
And that's the channel on Sirius too is Yacht Rock, so I don't know. They've named it long before we had a chance.
Remember this one, Jim? It's a sign of the time.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, I Know a Place is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
She had a lot of great. I was a real big fan of Petula Clark. Still am. Well produced music too.
It was a good time musically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Thanks to somebody like her. Yeah. Jimmy, have a great weekend. Who's in Alabama playing this weekend?
Mercer.
It's
the sister of Mercy School.
We were talking about that, I guess, a week ago. Alabama always does that. At the end of the season, they schedule a tune-up game with the Sisters of St. Mary or whatever.
Well, you know who the Aggies play this weekend?
The same thing.
New Mexico State.
Yeah, they're taking a page out of the playbook.
Hey, you can only play what's on your schedule, right, Jimmy? Yeah.
In the meantime, we're supposed to beat Arkansas by 21 points, but I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Well, be watching the primetime game on ABC. It's Tennessee and Georgia.
That's the game, isn't it?
That's the game.
Yeah, all right. I'll text you during the game, depending on how it's going.
I'll be watching.
Depending on how his game goes.
I'm a big Tennessee fan, and I think you like Alabama. Don't
I don't
you?
Think Jimmy likes Tennessee. I think he hates Tennessee more than anybody.
Like the Big Orange. No, we don't like.
If he hears Rocky Top, he goes into hiding.
No, I go into. I can't breathe.
He wants to hear Dixieland Delight and all the alternate lyrics.
That's talk right. to you this weekend, Jimmy Carter. If not, see you Monday morning. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swertner Farm and Ranch, and of course, as we mentioned earlier, the Prime Bank of Texas in Westlake, having a little after work event for the community, boosters and all of that for the particularly the Westlake community. Looking forward to being there, and if you're part of that, come on by and we'll have us a margarita.
Have a gay old time. That was the Flintstones.
Wilma! Didn't it always end with Wilma?
I think so.
Yeah, we'll have a gay old time, and then Fred would go, Wilma!
I think that's right, yeah. The Flintstones.
Man, we just remembered all the old stuff today. For a couple of young guys, that's...
Somebody came down the hall and said, can you quit with the horn?
Too much noise?
Yeah. You're messing up our talk show. Plus, our door is open here in the studio, so everyone gets to hear.
We like to work with the door open policy. They said, look, the soundproof door actually costs $17,000. Why don't you shut it? Go, because this is just too good.
It's an open door policy.
Keep it in the room.
It's not closed doors, kids.
That's right. A couple more hours to go here, and lots to talk about still this morning here on Fun Friday, including, did you know about all the Advance Auto Parts stores are going to close?
No, but
because get this,
people are buying it on the
Advance Auto Parts says people don't repair their own cars anymore.
Well, you can't.
Duh.
Yeah, you really can't. They're making cars so you can't get into them.
That and more, including the weekend fun calendar. You're on 95.9, the Austin Studios, Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.